As state and local officials plan to spend billions of opioid settlement dollars, they have choices to make. Do they prioritize services for people in crisis today or try to reduce addiction rates 10 years from now? In Alabama, a group of consultants and tech experts say they have a tool to help make those decisions. Local recovery advocates are skeptical. Aneri Patani with our partner KFF Health News reports from Mobile.
Addiction has touched every corner of Lisa Taggart's life. She's been in recovery for over a decade. She lost her sister to an overdose, and she's watched her son struggle with heroin. Driving her black Infiniti around Mobile one Tuesday afternoon, she thought back to what it was like visiting him in the hospital.
He was intubated, and they weren't sure if he was going to make it. And to go through that and to watch him breathe and then survive, yeah, it's overwhelming.
Her son's also in recovery now, and Taggart knows she's one of the lucky moms because he's still alive.
He's real super tall. When I hug him, my ear is about at his heart. And if I could sneak a hug to hear that heartbeat, I do.
Taggart is trying to pass that luck forward. She runs two sober living homes where people can stay in a drug-free space at low cost. She helps her residents with whatever they need to get through the day. Sometimes that means picking up groceries. Other times it's giving them a ride to a job interview. But Taggart only has 18 spots in her sober living homes.
I got 14 calls yesterday that I had to say, I'm sorry, I don't have any beds. I'm sorry, I don't have any beds.
So when she heard that the state of Alabama was receiving millions of dollars from companies that fueled the opioid crisis by marketing their painkillers, she had high hopes for the settlement money.
I hope it really goes to the individual. What does the individual need? In the state of Alabama, we need a lot.
In late January, Taggart was invited to an event in downtown Mobile hosted by the Helios Alliance, a group of consultants, statisticians, and artificial intelligence experts. It was her first look at how those opioid dollars might be spent in her community.
Good morning. We've invited you here today for an exciting announcement by the Porsche.
That day, the Helios Alliance told dozens of elected officials and advocates that it was bringing its simulation platform to Alabama. The platform takes in local data about addiction services and the drug supply. It then simulates the impact different policies or spending decisions can have on overdose deaths and addiction rates. Helios says it can help local officials answer critical questions like, would it save more lives to invest in housing or in treatment?
This is a game changer.
Stephen Lloyd is co-chair of the Helios board.
There's a bunch of cameras in the room, and I hope other states watch this.
A local Native American tribe and a state agency have contributed $750,000 to build the Helios platform for Alabama. Helios says it needs $750,000 more to complete it. They're telling local officials, you can use 5% of your opioid settlement funds to build this tool. Then the tool will tell you how to best spend the rest. 10 Alabama cities are considering investing, including Mobile. Stephen McNair is director of external affairs for the city.
When it comes to these kind of settlements, we have an obligation to the people of Mobile to use it in a way that is going to do the most good, and we really hope the Helios platform can provide that information.
But after the Helios announcement, Lisa Taggart had a different take.
I'm a person in the trenches with people who we don't have beds. We don't have clean needle program. We don't have enough treatment beds. And it's like, when is the money going to get to them?
She says giving opioid money to Helios is confusing when people need housing today and a ride to the pharmacy tomorrow. It's a constant struggle balancing urgent needs and long-term goals. State and local officials nationwide will face it for years to come as settlement funds roll in.